Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
So constructive feedback means feedback that helps us to become better at what we do. So the constructive element of the feedback is that its intention is to help you improve. Now, regardless of what it is, feedback allows us to evaluate our performance or our actions, whether they're in a working sense or an academic, a social sense, or even a personal environment. The reason it's used today is to help us identify issues and learn from them, but through positive reinforcement, rather than berating people and telling them that they're doing it wrong. All in all, constructive feedback is a necessary tool used to support, improve, and correct errors for future learning. It's all well and good giving feedback, but unless it helps the other person, then you may well not give it. The idea of constructive feedback suggests that there are other feedback types as well, right? The opposite of constructive feedback, just like constructive criticism, would be destructive feedback. Well, this type of feedback places the blame for errors onto the individual and focuses solely on the negative aspects of the work. It's easier to give destructive feedback as it relies on looking on negatives, which are often a lot easier to find than positives. But it's not helpful, is it? What is helpful is being constructive, telling people they've done something they could have improved upon and indicating how to address and improve upon it. And this is helpful. But how can you be constructive? What makes feedback helpful? Well, there's many things that go into being constructive and giving constructive feedback. Seek out the positives. First and foremost, constructive feedback is all about the positives. It should aim to motivate and encourage through positive reinforcement. It should aim to highlight both the current positives and what's necessary to improve it to be better in the future. And then there's just respect. We're all different. We all have our different strengths and our different weaknesses. And this should be taken into account when giving feedback. When you give somebody respect, it shows signs of trust and a genuine want for them to improve. Respect is needed with constructive feedback, because if you're not respectful to other people, they're not going to listen to you. And then there's the details. Constructive feedback is all about precision. Have you ever received a piece of feedback and then even after reading it over and over, you still didn't really understand what was being asked of you or how you might improve? This is probably because it was too vague. If feedback is to be truly constructive, it needs to be quite detailed. By clearly identifying what needs to improve and how that might be approached, pointing out both strengths and weaknesses, your feedback can be much more impactful on the people receiving it. Individualized feedback. Generalizations really don't help anyone, and the same applies to feedback. If you need to give feedback to a group of people, you can give rough ideas about what needs to improve. It isn't specifically catered to help individuals. Then they might not improve too much. When you give feedback, you want to be as constructive as you can. You need to have the individual in mind. Now, as we've said, we're all different. So the feedback that you give is going to have to be different as well. Learning styles, personal lives, as well as just a general understanding of the work, they're all at play in part of the final quality outcome of the work. So make sure that you take into consideration the individual when giving feedback. And then there's the goals and achievements, which is what we're trying to reach when we complete an assignment, a project, etc. When you give your feedback, keep that in mind. When people are trying to reach something, your feedback needs to be constructive in the way that it can help them reach that target, that quality. And this should always be in your mind. Ask yourself, is this feedback going to help them progress? Am I adding value? If the answer is no, then the feedback isn't constructive. Focusing and aiming towards goals and accomplishments is what people are trying to do. So constructive feedback needs to really reflect this. Now let's talk about feed forward. There are arguments to be made that feedback isn't as useful as it seems. On the contrary, people have argued that feed forward is the way to appropriately deal with issues. But what is it? Well, let's put it into some perspective. When you think about it, the word feedback focuses solely on actions and tasks taken in the past. It focuses on events that have gone by and can't really be changed. This is where feed forward comes in. Now, as you might have figured from the name, feed forward is a similar way to constructive feedback, but looking at things in the future. It highlights areas of weakness and looks to improve them before they can become an issue. Now, whether this is in a working, social or personal environment, it works well if you're thinking to future-proof your learning or your improvements. Many argue that feed forward is far more effective than feedback. And when you look at the reasons why, it's fairly easy to understand that point of view. The praise sandwich is used when giving feedback. It's essentially two pieces of positive reinforcement, either side of a slight criticism, and therefore softening the blow. People have argued that this is a problem as it overcompensates for people's sensitivities. Well, of course, consideration and context has to be taken into account. But there is an argument to be made that by being gentle with the feedback you give and the way you give it might not stick with people as they're more focused on the positives that they need to hear. Now, of course, this isn't to say that feedback shouldn't stop being used entirely, because feedback still has a purpose with giving criticism, with the aim of locating mistakes. But feed forward could stop the mistakes happening in the first place. So to put it simply, here are some differences between feedback and feed forward and how they change things from their perspectives. In the way feedback works, although it comes with many positives, ultimately it has to wait for somebody to be seen to fail before it can be effective. And that makes it a kind of static tool that relies on other factors before it can be put into use. And this is again because it's focused towards events and actions that have just happened. Feed forward looks forward. This ultimately makes it more progressive and goes about creating a positive movement toward change and betterment, improvement, without relying on failure before it can be used. Now, generally, with feedback, unless the assignment or the project or whatever it is perfect, it is going to contain some form of negative response. It doesn't have to be much and it doesn't have to be major, but it still looks for the negative. And creating a perfect piece of work that is void of mistakes is unbelievably hard. Feed forward aims to create solutions to avoid failure, therefore making it focus on the positives that can be achieved. And when you're focusing on the positives, it can help you to enjoy your work. And when you're enjoying your work, you can perform better. While feedback reinforces the idea of negatives and failures, feed forward tends to look for more positive solutions. And also try to reduce being judgmental. Because feedback is generally done when the work is completed or almost completed, it can, in the worst case scenario, promote a mindset of prejudice and inferiority. With feed forward, because you can't be sure of the outcomes yet, because it's happening in the future, you can't tell how it's going to happen. By not being able to view the final outcome, you lack the ability to create judgment, because there's no way of knowing. Now, this again just shows the difference between feedback and feed forward. So, just to sum up, feedback and feed forward are all about improving, although they're different methods and both desire the same outcome of quality. But as an individual who gives feedback or feed forward, it's important to keep in mind that when receiving, it's important to act on it. Because if you want to become the best version of yourself, listening, understanding, and applying the advice given to you can help you to achieve it. So really, that's just introducing the idea of positive feedback and the need for future-proofing quality by talking about feeding forward. All right, speak to you again soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.